Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler after their 62-14 win over Hanover last week. And coach, this was a Hanover team that was playing pretty good until they met you guys.
Yeah, you know, they was on a little bit of a winning streak there, and you know, traditionally Hanover's really good and you know, well coached of course, and we knew they were going to throw some wrinkles at us and that we needed to be prepared for it. And you know, it's always good to see those kind of tests and you know, it shows your weaknesses and such. And you know, I thought our kids kind of come out and played exceptionally well. And you know, they threw a few punches and, you know, we responded well and was able to get the victory.
And six more touchdowns for Isaac on this day, three on the ground, three over the air. What were your thoughts on his day?
Yeah, you know, he played exceptionally well. You know, he's throwing the ball well and seeing the field and you know, just kind of running our offense on all cylinders. And you know, another kid I thought that played exceptionally well this week for us was Brandon Smelsley. He had, you know, 14 catches, I believe, and 14 touches. And you know, just, you know, he's running his pass routes exceptionally well. And you know, when he's out in the routes and you know, running tough as well. You know, he's a speedster that kind of can make you miss. And you know, he played well, you know, on the night. And it's always good when you got multiple weapons to try to slow down.
Yeah, I mean, Schmelzley, and then on top of that, I mean, Eli Brockstrom, he had a nice day as well. I mean, what is it like having so many guys that are able to make plays when you ask them to?
Well, you know, it's just really a blessing. You know, Eli is, you know, a little different runner than Brandon. He's kind of more of what I would say a power runner. And you know, he has some finesse to him. But, you know, at the same time, he's not afraid to run you over, you know, as well. And you know, and then at the same time, Grady and Evan are out there on the end catching balls and you know, getting themselves open as well. So it's you know, it's exceptionally nice to have all kinds of weapons. You know, and then our line, like I said, is doing a great job of, you know, giving Isaac time. I thought he had all kinds of time Friday night to throw the ball. And you know, it's just nice to see everybody playing at a high level at the same time.
Certainly, and we'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break, and we'll have more here with Coach Detweiler in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their game coming up against Frankfurt, and this is a team, Wildcats are starting to hit their stride. They've won their last three games. What's been making them so good here in this latter portion of the season?
Well, you know, they're doing a great job of spreading it out and you know, getting their guys the ball in space. And you know, it's like you said, they're on a little bit of a winning streak here where they're, you know, kind of like Hanover, probably coming in with a little bit of momentum where, you know, we're just going to have to match that intensity level, you know, at the get-go of the game. And you know, anytime a team comes in with a little bit of confidence, always that little bit of encouragement for them to come in and you know, try to knock us off. And you know, I think they're undefeated in districts as well, so I think this is a good test for us. You know, and it has a lot more implications than I think maybe our boys realize, you know, for seeding the districts and home field advantage, you know, in playoffs and that kind of such.
Coach, how has the demeanor and the attitude changed over the past few weeks in the locker room?
You know, I thought at first I thought maybe we were a little, you know, I don't know, I wouldn't say nervous, but intense. You know, I think we've kind of become a little bit more relaxed. You know, just I think we're get to the point now where we're trusting each other. We've kind of, you know, understanding of what we're trying to do offensively and defensively. But, you know, at the same time, we're still putting in new stuff every week. But, you know, I think we're a little more relaxed. And then, you know, on game week, we're you know, we ramp up all week long trying to get ready for game day. You know, I think by Friday, you know, our kids are ready to roll.
Coach, what's made this team so locked in every single week as, of course, you guys are the number one team in the state and not letting that get to their head? I mean, how have they been able to stay locked in?
Well, you know, I think our kids are just trying to stay focused. You know, we've, you know, obviously got an ultimate goal to make it to the state championship and, you know, hopefully be fortunate enough to win that and you know, undefeated season. And there's a lot at stake every week. And, you know, I keep preaching that to the kids that, you know, there's always district implications, you know, league titles, you know, home field playoff games and we got to stay focused every week. And you know, I think Dale and I are doing a great job of, you know, trying to keep them assignment sound, you know, relaxed at the same time and you know, stay focused to try to, you know, take every game as extremely important as the one before it and the one after it. So just taking it day by day and week by week and you know, showing them what's at stake with every game.
And, Coach, this is a team in Frankfurt that has beaten you guys two of the last 3 years. Of course, you guys beat them last year. What are you trying to do to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, you know, honestly, kind of use that against them, you know. Try to get, you know, use that to get our kids motivated. You know, they won on a 40-yard pass, you know, a couple years ago that, you know, we probably should have defended a little bit better, you know, but give them credit for, you know, making that, giving them the opportunity to get that, you know, play and be prepared, a little bit more prepared maybe than we had in years past and try to use that win against them and, you know, use that as motivation.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jared.
That was Axelhead football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. More to come here on Locker Room Chat after the break.